Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today Mezekut Shavuos Dav Zayin, the first Perek Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Torah requires a carbon of a yord, which varies based on one's financial status, for a case of tuma, but does not specify what obligates the carbon. A brisa derives that it's for a violation of tumas mikdash kadosh, of entering the mikdash or eating kachim while tameh. Although the Torah warned and dictated a punishment of karis for intentional tumas mikdash kedoshav, that does not necessarily prove that this carbon is for an unintentional case of tumas mikdash kedoshav, since it may instead refer to one who eats truma while tameh, which is also warned against and punished with misa bidei shamayim. Rava praised Rebbe, who made the following drasha, saying, He draws from deep wells. Rabbi darshans, the pasuk describes the person becoming tameh through touching a dead chaya, an animal, which includes a domestic behemoth. The Torah's superfluous mention of touching a dead behemoth, then, establishes a gezer shavu with the behemoth tameh written by eating kachim while tameh, teaching that this carbon is tumas kodesh. Tumas mikdash is eventually derived from another gezer shavu of tumaso. Point number two, earlier Rava suggested deriving that the carbon olav yored refers to tumas mikdash based on shalosh krisos b'shlamim. Three times karis was written for eating shlamim while tameh, explaining achas l'klal, one is for the general category of karbanas, teaching that any carbon while tameh incurs karis, achas l'prat, and one is for the specific case of shlamim, which clarifies that karis is only for eating kajim similar to shlamim, excluding items which are kajim for their value, not for sacrifice. The third krisis, suggests Rava, is to apply the unspecified tuma of the Torah to eating kajim, and since this is already known, we apply it instead to entering the mikdash while tameh. However, the Gemara objects that Rabbi Avo taught that the third krisis is needed for sacrificial items which are not normally eaten, such as wood on the Mizbeach, Levona, or Ketores, teaching that one who eats these items, while tameh, is liable to karas. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no karas for eating inedible kachim. Darshan's the third krisis include a tameh who eats chatas pinimis, a chatus whose blood is applied inside the heichal. And point number three, the Torah says that the sira nasa b'fanim, the goat whose blood is applied inside, atones matumos b'nei Yisrael from the tumos of b'nei Yisrael. This unspecified tuma could have included several other averos which are called tuma, for example, avodah zarah, arise, and murder. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the Torah says mitumos, from the tumos, applying v'lo kol tumos, but not all the tumos. Rather, it applies only to tumos mikdash kedoshav, shechal kakasav, that the Torah distinguished from other tumos. The next daf explains this refers to its unusual carbon oil b'yored. Rav Shimon says, mimkomuhu mukhra, it can be determined internally what the sir hanasa b'fnim is for. The keeper al kodesh matumos, he shall effect atonement for the sanctuary from the tumos, indicates that it atones for tumos of kodesh. The Braisa then derives which case it addresses. Nipi Shehem Kol Chatosam teaches that the Chatos, inadvertent sins, are similar to the B'shaim, the rebellious sins, which have no carbon, thereby excluding one with awareness before and after a sin. Kol Chatosam further clarifies, Chai V'Chatos B'mashma, those liable to a Chatos are implied, meaning those with awareness before but not after, who become liable for an Olav Yored when they discover their sin. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Torah requires a carbon olav yored, which varies based on one's financial status, for a case of tuma, but does not specify what obligates the carbon. A braisa derives that it's for a violation of tumas mikdash kedosh, of entering the mikdash or eating kachim while tameh. Although the Torah warned and dictated a punishment of karis for intentional tumas mikdash kedoshav, that does not necessarily prove that this carbon is for an unintentional case of tumas mikdash kedoshav, since it may instead refer to one who eats truma while tameh, which is also warned against and punished with misa bidei shamayim. Rava praised Rebbe, who made the following drasha, saying, He draws from deep wells. Rabbi darshans, the pasuk describes the person becoming tameh through touching a dead chaya, an animal, which includes a domestic behemoth. The Torah's superfluous mention of touching a dead behemoth, then, establishes a gezer shavu with the behemoth tameh written by eating kachim while tameh, teaching that this carbon is tumas kodesh. Tumas mikdash is eventually derived from another gezer shavu of tumaso. Point number two, earlier Rava suggested deriving that the carbon olav yored refers to tumas mikdash based on shalosh krisos b'shlamim. Three times karis was written for eating shlamim while tameh, explaining achas l'klal. One is for the general category of karbanas, teaching that any carbon while tame incurs karas, achas l'prat, and one is for the specific case of shlamim, which clarifies that karas is only for eating kadshim similar to shlamim, excluding items which are kadshim for their value, not for sacrifice. The third krisis, suggests Rav, is to apply the unspecified tumah of the Torah to eating kadshim, and since this is already known, we apply it instead to entering the mikdash while tame. However, the Gemara objects that Rabbi Avo taught that the third krisis is needed for sacrificial items which are not normally eaten, such as wood on the Mizbeach, Levona, or Ketores, teaching that one who eats these items, Wotame, is liable to karas. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no karas for eating inedible kadshim. Darshan's the third krisis include a tame who eats chatas pinimis, a chatus whose blood is applied inside the heichal. And point number three, the Torah says that the sira nasa b'fanim, the goat whose blood is applied inside, atones matumos b'nei Yisrael from the tumos of b'nei Yisrael. This unspecified tumah could have included several other averos which are called tumah, for example, avodah zara, arayis, and murder. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says the Torah says mitumos, from the tumos, applying v'lo kol tumos, but not all the tumos. Rather, it applies only to tumos mikdash kedoshav, shechal kakasav, that the Torah distinguished from other tumos. The next stuff explains this refers to its unusual carbon oil b'yored. Rav Shimon says mimkomu hu mukhra. It can be determined internally what the sir hanasa b'fnim is for. The keeper al kodesh mitumos, he shall effect atonement for the sanctuary from the tumos, indicates that it atones for tumos of kodesh. The Braisa then derives which case it addresses. Mipi Shehem Kol Chatosam teaches that the Chatos, inadvertent sins, are similar to the Bashaim, the rebellious sins, which have no carbon, thereby excluding one with awareness before and after a sin. Kol Chatosam further clarifies, Chai Vechatos B'mashma, those liable to a Chatos are implied, meaning those with awareness before but not after, who become liable for an Olav Yored when they discover their sin. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Zayin, and our standard Siman is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman, a gun. So here goes. The armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, who found a Tame eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kadshim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with a Ketores, then it'll also be Chayev Kares. Watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Sar Hanas Mifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tame, but subsequently forgot. Once again, it's slow motion. The armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, armed guard, that must be on Daf Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kadshim and not Truma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the source of the carbon Olav Yored, it's for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, not Truma. So the armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kadshim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Ketores, then he'll also be Chayev Karas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim, and that there's a Machokas if one gets Karas for eating inedible Kadshim, like Ketores, while Tame. So the armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kadshim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with a Ketores, then it'll also be Chayev Kares. Watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Seir Hanas Bifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were tame, but subsequently forgot. Which reminds us, more brings the source that the Seir Hanas Bifnim is for Yesh Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'in Yediyah B'Sof, and not for other tumos. So once again, the armed guard from the Olav Yored security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kadshim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Ketores, then he'll also be Chayev Kares. Watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Sir Hanas Mifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tame, but subsequently forgot. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah Chazara. Daf Gimel. So the Simran Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, camels, that must be on Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why Masechus Shavuos follows Makos and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head, and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tana continued with Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos Shtaim, Shana Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shen Arba camels, which reminds the Gemara explains the Shtaim Shen Arba cases in each one of the Mishnah's list of Shavuos, Yediyas HaTumah, Yetzias HaShabbos, and Maros Nagayim. So the men in the Shavuot's caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shen Arba camels, and told one rider who made a Shavuot about the past that although he would not be Chayav a carbon, he was Chayav Malkus, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph that only a Shvuah, Asin Lavo, about the future, meaning I will eat, obligates a carbon, not Shvuah about the past. And Rabbi Akiva holds in Daf Yadal Amud Beis, Hel Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tamei, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false shavuos about the past, he does hold a person liable to Malkus for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. Daf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The Dornstar, door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The Dornstar, who was Chai Malkus for using a key to cut off his Meheris, which reminds us, having explained that our Mishnah falls for Rabbi Shmuel, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkus, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagai by Malkus Ika, regarding appearances of Saras, what Malkus is there? It answers with one who cuts off his Meheris, because Rabbi Elah said, Kol Malkun Shenemar, Hishamer Pen Baal, Ino El Losase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs Malkus. Since the Torah writes, Hishamer Benegha Tzaras, be careful about the Tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his Tzaras receives Malkus. So the Dornstar, who was Chai Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beheres, was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helm Tuma entry and one for Helm Kodesh entry, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef says the Mishnah's Rebbe about Karbanos, who's incorporating various Tanaim's opinions. Rav Kahan explained that Rabbi Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a Brice approving the Rebbe Darshan's repeated Venelam Nelam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. So the Dornstar, who was Chai Malkus for using a key to cut off his Beheres, was on his way to install two doors decorated with Karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he could use its front door of opinion of men because it's considered karka, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about what may not be used for opinion of Ben, based on Darshin Ribui Umiut or Klo Prat, whether it's only Shtaros or Shtaros karka and Avadim. Daf Hay, so the Simmer Daf Hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. While the boy sat on a bale of hay, hay, that must be on Daf Hay. While the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed the source that a carbon for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav requires yediyah b'tchila, initial awareness of his Tumah, and the relevant kajim prohibitions. Rebbe says, v'ne'elam makol sheyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Abaye explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge. Since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tame, and he felt himself touching the sheretz, Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tame. The Mishnah's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishba Lebeina Nachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tumah. So while the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tameh, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why our Mishnah lists four cases of Yetzias Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos lists eight. Rapapa eventually answers Hasim to Iker Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are putter. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of Chiyuv are two cases of Hotzah, taking out, and two cases of Hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as Yetzios, Ravashi demonstrates that this term is also used for Hachnasa, because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. So while the boy sat in a bale of hay learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras, which reminds us, the first mission in Nagaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shehen Arba, appearances of tzaras are two which are actually four. Number one, Beheres Azakashelag, Beheres is intensely white like snow. Number two, Shniola Kisid HaHechel. Secondary to it is white like lime plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Seis Katsemer Lavan. Seis is like white wool. And number four, Shniola Kakrumbesa. Secondary to it is white like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A tolda can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of a grease for its aras, but a tolda cannot combine with another tolda or other av. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector's sword, that must be on dav vav. The sword collector with the unique tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the four shades of tsaras are listed by name. Rabbi Akiva answered that they taught the four shades of tsaras to teach kol kohen she'eino baki behen u'bishmozen in roinus and nagayim. Any kohen who is not an expert in identifying them and their names may not examine tsaras. So the sword collector with the unique tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk, which reminds us the Gemara brings the mashal of Rav Kiva's list of nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood. So the sword collector with the unique tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk. As he stood on a beharis colored spot that looked deeper than the surrounding floor, was apprenticed to 1 foot on a say spot that looked a bit raised, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources for the four shades of tsaras. Abai says that we know beharis is the most intense white because the pasuk says, in beharis levanahi, and if it's a white beharis teaching, he levana, vein acheris levana. It is truly white, and no other shade is truly white. Abraisa states, Beharis Amuka, a Beharis spot appears deeper than the nearby skin because of its intense whiteness. As the Pasuk says, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, meaning like the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the nearby shade. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which of them in the Rabbi darshans the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number two. Which daf do you know that one gets malchus for cutting off tsaras? That's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number three. Which daf brought the source that the carbon oil of a yord is for tumas mikdash ukadoshav and not for truma? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number four. Which daf we have the first interpretation of the Mishnah that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yishmael and the Shavuot's liabilities are for malchus? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn by Maseches Shavuos follows Maseches Makos? That's on daf. Gimel and Shavuos. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim and the Machokas whether one gets karas for eating an edible? Kadshim Bal Tame. That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that one brings an olive yord for Yediyah B'Tchil V'Yediyah B'Sof, the Helaman time? That's on daf. Beis and Shavuos. Good. Number eight. Which daf brought the source that the Sir Hanas Bifnim is for Yesh Yediyah B'Tchil Ve'en Yediyah B'Sof and not for other tumos? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn why the four shades of tsaras are listed by name? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number ten. Which daf do we learn that all other veras besides tumas mikdash kadoshav are atoned for with the Sir Mishtaleach and we have malchokas regarding kohanim? That's on daf. Beis and Shavuos. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.